Hello, good evening. My name is Gustavo and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening we are conducting a shared public opinion survey in your community and we'd like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, with which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Thank you so much. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in St. Lucie County on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate that as well. I have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I am not the one of not likely, but the one before that.
I am not very likely to vote, or I am somewhat likely to vote.
I am somewhat likely to vote.
Somewhat likely. Thank you so much. Voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail, ballot, or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? I will vote at my polling place on election day, or I will vote by mail with an absentee mail-in ballot, or I will vote early in person at a designated early voting location.
I will vote at my designated place.
Thank you so much. What is your age?
51.
All right, thank you. And let me ask you, what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? A less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Degree with a four-year college with a bachelor's degree.
Thank you so much. You will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Kathy Tosin.
No idea.
Thank you. Richard Del Toro?
Yes, the Del Toro sounds familiar.
And do you think that is...
Sheriff. No, maybe I'm wrong. I'm not sure.
And do you think that is favorable or unfavorable? Or if you have no opinion or have never heard...
Yeah, I have no opinion. I haven't done my research yet.
All right, thank you. And what about Keith Pearson?
I have no opinion. Yeah.
Thank you. And what about Ken Mascara?
I mean, I know who he is, but I also have no opinion. I'm going to be doing my research.
Okay, thank you. And my last, Linda Bartz?
No, that one I don't know who it is, so no opinion. Never heard of her. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Keith Pearson?
That I think he has to do with the sheriff department or the police department. But that's all I think. I'm not sure.
All right, thank you so much. And what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro?
Same thing, that I think he has something to do with the police department.
Thank you. And you will now be asking a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. Now, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 3 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Erin Ann Laurie or Linda Bartz?
I don't know either one. I stopped to research that. So right now I wouldn't have an answer.
Okay, thank you. No problem. Thank you so much. Now, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 5 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Audra Macon or Kathy Thompson?
Either. Also, I don't know either one, so I wouldn't be able to vote for either right now. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. And, well, lastly, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Sheriff were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Richard Del Toro, Preston Michael DeFrancesco, or Keith Pearson?
Oh, gosh. No, still, if it was today, I would not be able to vote for any, because I, like I said, I haven't done my research. I always do my research like a few weeks before, you know, I'll start reading, looking up things, so I know. I'm sorry. Haven't done any of that yet.
But if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Richard Pistoro.
Yeah, I don't know. And the only person I've heard anything from that was a friend that said something positive was from Del Toro, something positive about him. But personally, I usually, if I don't know the candidate, I usually don't vote. Like, I don't guess, you know, I just don't put anything. I just skip it.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much. And, well, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing as St. Lucie County Sheriff?
I don't really have an opinion. I don't have anything bad to say, but I also don't know anything good to say because I don't have an opinion on it. So I'm not sure. I'm sorry. I'm not really good at this.
Okay. No problem. No problem. I thank you so much for taking the time to participate on this. Well, from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Keith Pearson and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Keith Pearson, you can indicate that as well. Saw a television ad, received something in the mail, received a text message, received a visit to your home from Keith Pearson or a campaign volunteer, something else, or you haven't seen, read, or heard anything?
No, I think I've just seen the signs that people put out, the signs, like the advertising signs, I guess, or the campaign signs.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Keith Pearson in the election for St. Lucie County Sheriff? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well.
Yeah, no difference.
No difference. Thank you so much. And from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Richard Del Toro and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Richard Del Toro, you can indicate that as well. Saw a television ad, received something in the mail, received a text message, received a visit to your home from Richard Del Toro or a campaign volunteer, something else, or haven't seen, read, or heard anything?
I just heard my friend mention something about him.
Oh,
and
right.
I probably have seen his signs around, too. I'm sure I've seen his campaign signs.
All right. Thank you so much. And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Richard Del Toro in the election for St. Lucie County Sheriff? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well.
Yeah, made no difference.
Thank you so much. You will now be asking a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
There is no choice for a conservative moderate, is there? I feel like I'm both conservative and moderate. But if I could only pick one.
Yeah. Just one on this.
Then I guess conservative.
And would you say that somewhat conservative or very conservative?
No, somewhat conservative.
Somewhat. Thank you so much. And what is your main racial background? Asian or Asian American, white, Caucasian, Hispanic, African American, or Black, or other?
Hispanic.
Hispanic. Thank you so much. In that way, we have concluded this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help. And, well, hope you have a wonderful night.
Oh, thank you. You too. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.